The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. Mary has just been told by the angel Gabriel that she would conceive a son by the power of the Holy Spirit and that he would be the Son of God. The angel offered proof of this, that Mary's cousin Elizabeth, now quite elderly, had also conceived and was in her third month. Mary needed to see this proof for herself, so she set out in haste. Now remember, she was probably about 14 years old. And the distance from Nazareth to En Kerem, which is today a suburb of Jerusalem, where the birth of John the Baptist and the house of Zechariah and his mother are located, is 144 kilometers, about 90 miles. Probably traveling on foot or by donkey, she had at least several days to reflect on what was happening to her body. The story continues today in the gospel with a meeting between Mary and Elizabeth. Mary had traveled with her words in her mind. "I am the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say." At this joyful greeting, she is now able to sing, "My soul magnifies the Lord." I was watching... I made the mistake of watching one of these network TV Christmas shows the other night. And I was just struck by the superficiality of it all. This whole idea that, I mean, it's just all these things like ugly sweaters and stars singing songs that are meaningless. And it just seems like we're all trying to get the feeling of Christmas, but we're not getting there. And I started to ask, all week long I've been asking why. It doesn't seem to be happening. And I think that the reason is, and this is my concern about this past Advent season, we have reduced our hoping for the surprising acts of God instead just to settle for waiting for God to give us what we expect. Let's take a moment with our imagination and place ourselves in each of the characters of this gospel scene today. Every one of the people in this story is a person of big surprises. Imagine yourself as Elizabeth, about to bear a child despite your age, probably in your 70s, and earlier inability to conceive. Think about the mysterious events surrounding the surprising birth of your son, the angel, his name being John. Imagine yourself as the young girl, Mary, whose unborn child is so surprisingly unexpected and unplanned, surrounded by similar mysterious revelations. You are betrothed to be married to a man who is not the child's father, nor does he know yet. Imagine yourself as John the Baptist, born to be the messenger spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, who would prepare the way of the Lord. Of course, in the gospel today, you would not remember probably what would happen at this event because you're an infant, not even born yet. But you will learn later how you leaped at your first encounter with Jesus, who was also just so recently conceived. Then there are Zechariah and Joseph, men and fathers who fade into the background as John and Jesus follow their own destiny. But both were also people of big surprises. Both had to trust and go forward in faith as they had become fathers for the first time and were visited by angels. Today we focus on two mothers, women who have such different ages and experiences of bearing sons, but who both know that their sons are destined in some way to fulfill God's purposes for his people. We don't know if Elizabeth lived to hear John's voice crying out in the wilderness. Probably not. Or to suffer his terrible loss, brutally murdered by Herod. We do know that Mary lived to see Jesus dying on the cross, to feel the sword pierce her heart, but then again to know the joy of his resurrection to life. Imagine how impossible it would be to foretell these outcomes at this moment of visitation. Today is about the joy, the excitement, the awe of two women whose children, it seems, already know each other, two women whose faith led them to say yes to God. All generations will call them blessed, and we are one of those generations. What do we learn from them? Mary and Elizabeth hold within their bodies and within their hearts God's surprising promise of new life, of justice and mercy. It seems that there has been no other time in when we have needed this new life, justice and mercy than our world needs it right now. But maybe this is what every generation thinks. It certainly is true that in every generation, God looks for the people who will say yes to his plans, who will carry in themselves the light of Christ, seeking to shine it into the dark places of this world. So let's address this concern that Advent has been reduced from our hoping for surprising acts of God, merely to wait for God to give us what we expect. Are we not selling ourselves short? Very short. There is a risk when we take when these stories become too familiar and we don't get personally involved in them. To become a part of these stories, all we need to do is say yes to God. He may not ask us to do anything dramatic on a world scale, to lead his people out of Egypt or to lay down our life. He knows that we must begin opening our hearts to him and to each other in small ways first. He asks us to be more loving in our lives, not to assume the worst of others at first, but to assume the best. Find a way to offer praise and encouragement in place of criticism and judgment. Pray for God's will for the needs of others, and at the same time, pray that he may make you an active part of his plan to answer that prayer. So what is God asking of you this Advent and Christmas? Only you know. I want you to take a moment in this last week of Advent. You don't have to think too hard. You just have to give yourself a few days to think. He looks with favor on our lowliness. His mercy is for those who fear him. He remembers his mercy and always fulfills the surprising promises he makes.